This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for November 19th, 2010. I'm Natalie Pincham. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics of the articles in this podcast are traumatic brain injury and vascular disorders. Endoscopic third ventriculostomy in adults, a technique for dealing with the neural opaque floor. A clinical article by Walter Grand and Jody Leonardo. The authors reviewed 101 consecutive cases involving endoscopic third ventriculostomies in adult patients. 41 of the patients were found to have neural or opaque floors of the third ventricle in a direct line with the anticipated penetration point. Using the endoscope as an instrument, the neural floors were cored in a cookie cut fashion, lifting the neural tissue from the center of the tubus inarium. This revealed the membranous floor and or the membrane of Lilliquist prior to penetration into the prepontine cistern. In 13 cases of neural floor, the vascular structures were in the path of the projected penetration route. This technique allowed the operator to maneuver the endoscope around or over the basilar artery complex. Although 5 to 6 millimeters of the center of the tubus inarium was removed in each case, there were no postoperative instances of diabetes insipidus, hypothalamic syndrome, or any clinical endocrinopathy. No case was aborted because of the neural floor, vascular configuration, or a narrow prepontine cistern. The technique that the authors describe eliminates uncertainty regarding the underlying anatomy in the prepontine and interpeduncular cistern and even allows the endoscope to gently displace the basilar artery complex. Comparison of mannitol and hypertonic saline in the treatment of severe brain injuries, a clinical article by Nick Sakellaridis and colleagues. The purpose of this study was to compare the effects of mannitol and hypertonic saline in the treatment of intracranial hypertension in patients with severe traumatic brain injury. The standard guidelines for the management of severe traumatic brain injury were followed, but patients were treated with mannitol or hypertonic saline in an alternating treatment model. For each episode of increased intracranial pressure, a patient was given either mannitol or hypertonic saline in doses of similar osmotic burden. If a given patient received mannitol for one episode of hypertension, he or she would receive hypertonic saline for the next, and so forth. The response to treatment was evaluated by individuals blinded to the specific agent used. The authors collected data pertaining to intracranial hypertension in 199 events in 29 patients. There was no statistically significant difference between the two treatments with respect to reduction of intracranial pressure or duration of action. The author's main conclusion is that mannitol and hypertonic saline, when used under the same osmotic load, have the same effect in lowering intracranial pressure and in duration of action in patients with severe traumatic brain injury. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.